It's a difficult environment that the governor's faced with. Many people believe we need a gas tax. We haven't had an increase in over 20 years in terms of the needs of our program. Obviously, we still have a structural deficit of about $1 billion. I think it is our number one responsibility to get rid of that deficit. I think that's the only way the state can really begin to flourish once we get rid of, any deficit situation. So within that context, how does one get rid of a $1 billion deficit? You probably, in my belief, can't make cuts totally to deal with $1 billion. You're going to need some revenues. I think the governor was realistic and faced that situation. So I thought, as a total perspective, not that the details are going to be the way he's presented them, he's being realistic and facing the situation the state is facing in terms of getting us to where we should be.
Is the governor's plan in terms of, let's talk about the eliminating the exemptions, and or not eliminating the exemptions, but capping the exemptions for the higher income earners. Now, the General Assembly went down this road a few years ago with the increase in the so-called millionaire's tax and that income tax rate. Is that something you could sell your members on and to get lawmakers to accept?
Well, he's got two parts to that. One is reducing exemptions or getting rid of some for some earners, and also reducing exemptions for high-income families. I don't know if they'll prevail in terms of the way the governor's proposed, but I suspect in some fashion we will deal with those two issues, exemptions and deductions.
He explored the sales tax last week, so at least floated the idea of increasing the sales tax. The only thing proposed sales tax related today is the sales tax, make sure it's collected on online sales. Is a sales tax increase, in at least in terms of your committee, still on the table?
I don't think so, no.